If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
It's just money. It's made up. Pieces of paper with pictures on it so we don't have to kill each other just to get something to eat.
See this? This is energy too. If you get on the frequency this is on, you can't stop it coming.
Can you manifest millions? Yes.
Think and grow rich.
Most people work hard, but they don't think hard.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop it? Who?
The mind is a powerful thing.
You're number one on the floor. That was like number 35. I'll get up. Maybe next year I get it.
I can get used to being a billionaire, yeah?
Now, that showed me that the mind is a powerful thing.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Everything comes from the imagination.
If you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. And the first thing you have to change is the way you think.
Listen to me. Rich people think differently. So what I'm going to put in your head today, it's a rich people concept, so you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think.
All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know what I mean? You see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, that's what's gonna happen.
Act as if. Do you understand what that means? Act as if you are the f***ing president of this firm. Act as if. And then you're a f***ing billionaire. And it's just that simple.
No one can take away your ability to create. Rich people's mindset is this. You think and you know and you have complete confidence in your own ability to create. You know that you have the ability to create money. You have confidence that you have the ability to create money anytime you need.
What it means is simply this: the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
Now, y'all look money hungry, and that's good. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't f***ing have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the f***ing smile on my face. Ear to ear, baby.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I chose rich every f***ing time.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish.
From your perspective, what keeps people broke in today's world?
Scrolling, watching other people live their life versus getting it after themselves.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be asleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. And here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. The greatest value in life is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's real, man. Manifesting is real.
If you cannot write down right now on a piece of paper, this is what I want. If you can't list them, this is what I want, then you can't have it. Because your mind will get for you what you want, but you have to feed it a vision of what you're looking for. It's always interesting because the function of the mind is to make coherence between your belief and your reality.
Stay small enough long enough, you'll be big enough soon enough. I'll see you at the top because the bottom is too crowded, but we never look down on anybody unless we're willing to help them up. And more importantly, understand this, believing that you can is way more profitable than believing that you can't.
Poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. Not poor working habits. Most people work hard, but they don't think hard. And Shove taught me that the mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. And that's what builds the economic, social, financial fabric of your life. As you think, so you become.
Millions of dollars was on my mind at that time. I was dead broke. There was no time to relax, go hang out, party. No, I was broke. I needed millions. I saw, even when I had negative money in my account, which was very often, I saw millions in my future.
There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that's their grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those people are super valuable because they change everybody's perspective of like what's possible, what to strive for, and what it takes. Like, do you really want to be a champion? Why? Because you just want to be cool? You want to be the coolest guy on the block? Like, you're not going to win. You're going to find some psychopath who just lives it. It's their whole life. And if it's not your whole life, get out. Get out.
If somebody hands you $1 million, best you become a millionaire quickly. So you get to keep the money. Otherwise, sure enough, it'll disappear. Somebody once said, if you took all the money in the world, divided it up equally among everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. Incredible.
When overtaken by defeat, as you may be many times, remember that man's faith is tested many times before he is crowned with final victory. And accept your defeat as nothing more than a challenge to keep on trying.
When a problem comes up, one of the best things to say is, all is well. Everything is working out for my highest good, and out of this situation, this so-called problem, only good will come, and I am safe. And you know, this is something that's very powerful. All is well, everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much.
Meaning, be focused with the mind.
Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present.
Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Why? Because only then it's possible
of making this goal become real.
Born risk takers. Free. Takes guts. Takes goals. Now, do you know something? You're sitting there watching this and you're thinking, my God, I'm going to change something. Then seize this very minute what you can do or even dream you can do and begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Only engage and the mind will grow heated. Begin and the work will be completed.
You cannot have what you're not willing to become vibrationally.
If you do get it, you'll lose it.
Ah.
You see, this is why people, they'll win the lottery, they lose everything, yeah. Or they'll finally get the person they think they
absolutely
want to be with. They can't keep the relationship, or they'll get a modicum of success but can't hold on to it because inside they weren't vibrationally aligned. They really hadn't become it. So you can temporarily manipulate and get things, but to have it completely, you have to become that.
Welcome the disciplines. Can't give you much better advice than that because disciplines create the reality. Disciplines build bridges, build cities. A well-disciplined activity creates abundance, creates uniqueness, productivity.
So I really want to say to children out there and to people who are watching, Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
When you think about yourself as you would like to be, it is always in the now. The subconscious mind is, by the way, it's very literal. So when you create affirmations, and you can recreate affirmations for every goal that you can imagine, I earn X number of dollars, I weigh X number of pounds, I am a kind, loving human being, I am disciplined and industrious and fastidious, well, I like myself, I am responsible, I feel great, I feel happy, I have health, I have energy. Interesting affirmation.
What is your dream?
My dream is to be world champion, world lightweight champion in the UFC, have more money than I know what to deal with, and have a great life for my kids, my grandkids, everyone in my family, everyone that's come up with me. That's my dream. My dream is to be number one, pretty much. My goal is number one in MMA. I will be where I want to be. I'm 100% confident that I will make it to the top. I have the skills, I have the dedication. And it's something I really, really want, so words can't even describe, but it will happen, and I'll let you know when it happens. I will be, guaranteed. I really, really, really love this. It's like an addiction for me. It's all I do. I train twice a day. It's all I think about.
It's in my head 24/7. There's nothing else I can think of. I don't think about nothing else. And that's it. I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated with it, and I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this.
People who made $1 million, put $1 million cash in the bank, what's that one thing that they did that I guarantee you are not doing? And here's what it is. It is called work. They worked 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week on making money. They had an obsession with making money. That's all they thought about. They had singular focus. And I guarantee you don't do that because you want to live a balanced life. Well, I'm sorry, but people who succeed in life don't live a balanced life. It is a fantasy. It is a myth. If you say, I want to live a balanced life and make millions, welcome to Fantasy Island. No, nobody has a balanced life in the beginning.
As Warren Buffett said, when he was asked what the greatest investment is that you could do, he didn't say a Geico, he didn't say Allstate, he didn't say Coca-Cola. He said the greatest investment you could make is in yourself.
Small minds discuss other people. Gossip. Good minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas.
Once an idea has taken hold in the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks right in there somewhere.
Keep your mind open for hunches from within. And when you are inspired to action, do not wait, but move on your own personal initiative at once. Remember, there can be no application of applied faith without action.
Demand integrity from yourself. You can't demand integrity from someone else. Integrity is like loyalty. You can't demand it of someone else. You can only demand it of yourself. Be the best example of loyalty, and you'll get some loyal followers.
What advice do you have?
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax, get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn. Third part of your life, you return.
People say it's like 90% mental, 10% physical. I just think it's 100% mental. I think everything is an illusion, you know. The mind is what creates these things, you know. It's just...
The mind is a powerful thing, you know, and I'm only learning that. I'm only growing at that, you know what I mean? So what's to stop me?
When I was a kid, I realized I was getting these nerves, and I was like, I'd sit back and I'd be analyzing those emotions I had and saying, well, they're a weird emotion I just had. And ultimately, that is what drove me to combat sport, to be able to manage those emotions. That was what I first got into it. So every time I would go to a boxing gym or I'd be driving out the gym, I would feel them butterflies that I felt that time. And I'd be thinking, yes, now I'm getting more comfortable. Now I'm feeling these feelings more. So the more I feel them, the more I'm going to be comfortable in them. So I would always search for that feeling.
Now, that showed me that the mind is a powerful thing.
Repeated thoughts wear a kind of psychic groove in the mind, a groove that gets deeper with every repetition. You see what that means? When you think you can't, and you tell yourself you can't, and you tell other people that you can't, you've made a groove in your mind, psychically. And every time you do that, the groove becomes deeper until ultimately you can. That is the way it goes.
Millions of people want the same thing that you do. Money, respect, success. But out of 1,000 people, here's what your competition really looks like. 54% are too afraid to try. 27% will quit as soon as it gets hard. 10% will move too slow and miss their goal. 8% will get distracted with shiny objects. That leaves just 1%. You and one other person. The greatest edge isn't being the smartest, fastest, or most talented. The greatest edge is consistency, sticking with something long enough to win.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. There's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
If you think of yourself as lucky, you literally see more opportunities. If you think of yourself as unlucky,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You miss them.
If you will say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow. And if you'll say when you get up in the morning, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if all day long you say, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me, you'll find that as you go to sleep the next night, and try this today, it's a very powerful exercise. It sounds a little bit corny, but it's a very powerful exercise. If you'll try it, you'll find that when you go to sleep, you will not be able to think of all the wonderful things that happen to you. You'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up, and friends will call, and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences. So always expect the best. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today, and by the inexorability of a law of nature, it's going to happen to you. I can assure you it's happened to thousands and thousands and thousands of our graduates who literally astonish you, the effect of this corny little exercise.
Do everything that you feel, even if you are told that it's the wrong thing. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
You know why I'm here and 26-0 and UFC champion and undefeated all my career, nobody beat me on like even round, I don't lose, because I think all the time, this is not about all the time, about muscle, your grappling, your striking, this is not about this. Everything is no work if your mind no work. You have to be close with your mind.
If I believe it's not going to work, then the function of the mind will manifest in a situation where it doesn't work. If I totally believe this is how it's going to work, then my mind will set me up in a situation where it works that way. And all of a sudden, that's when you start to realize, wait a minute, it's not chance anymore. This isn't chance. This is creativity.
Money does not exist. Did you know that? I learned that years ago from a very wealthy man. I was free from money that day. He says money is an idea. It's in your head.
That's paper. We call it money. Money is an idea. Money goes where it's invited, and it stays where it's welcome. The idea that you have to work hard for this stuff is not true. Some of the people that work the hardest are the ones that earn the least. Now think about it. Write this down right now. I am so happy and grateful now that I have multiple sources of income. If you write that out every day for the next 30, 60 days, you're going to become very, very aware of having multiple sources of income. Wealthy people all have multiple sources. They don't have one or two. They have a whole bunch of them. I don't know how many sources of income I got. I'm not even interested in figuring it out.
My ultimate goal was to become a $100 million fighter. I've seen guys like, and I've seen it myself with my own eyes. When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there at 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win. Every fighter that's in this room has to feel that he's the best. If not, you in the wrong sport.
I know I'm blessed today. I know I got work to do, and I know that it's all going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. Give expressions of gratitude many times daily for having received that which you want, even before you actually get physical possession of it. Possession starts first in the mind.
I feel that I had the power to create my own destiny. I try to visualize every single thing in my life, not only believe it, but really feel it with every cell in my body. And I just want to send a message out there to every young person. Be in the present moment. Forget about what happened in the past. Future is something that is just going to happen. But if you want a better future, you create it. Take the means in your hands. Believe it. Create it.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. I've researched the subject now for over a quarter of a century, and I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. And they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
Why has it always come to money?
Why not? I mean, everything you got on costs money. Everything you do costs money. You can't take your wife on a date for free.
Is that how you measure your success?
No. I'm loyal and honest. And I'm a good person. And I call a spade. Money don't make me, I make money. And without money, I'd be the same person. I fought so many fights for free.
You're getting emotional now.
No, not at all. No, I'm thinking. You know, I'm always thinking. How can I get better? How can our company grow? How can I continue to teach people around me how to fish? And I don't want to fish for them.
Perhaps one of the greatest secrets of mankind, greatest discoveries, is that you become what you think about most of the time. That your outer world is a reflection of your inner world.
Emerson said that a person is what he thinks about all day long. The way you think determines the way you react and respond to things happening around you. The way you react and respond determines your emotions. Your emotions determine your actions, and your actions determine your results. Everything begins with your thinking.
Can you manifest millions? Yes. I was in New York last week. Every morning when I woke up, I just said this to myself, money comes to me abundantly and freely, and I see it everywhere. Someone was carrying a box and a penny fell, and I was like, all right, it came to me. Let me do this again. The next day I go to New York City, and I'm in the subway, and I see a penny heads up. And I thought to myself, this is filthy. This is dirty. It's not valuable. It's not enough money. I don't need to pick this up. But I was like, no, I'm doing this experiment. Money comes to me abundantly and freely, and I'm going to manifest money, right? And so I pick it up, put it in my pocket, and I just say, thank you, money, for coming to me. The next day, I put it on my bedside table. I don't think anything of it. The next day, I wake up, and I look at this penny, and I flipped over this one penny. Oh, no, I looked at the penny because it was heads up, and I noticed something. I go, oh, that's really interesting. It said 1945 on this penny. That's an 80-year-old penny. And I go, huh, that's unique. I haven't seen a penny that old in a long time. And I flip it over, and I notice something. And I get chills thinking about it. I notice it's a wheat penny. And I look it up, and I Google 1945 wheat penny value. And one just sold, I guess, for how much?
I have no idea.
$4,000.
No way.
Online. There was more value inside of that penny than what met the eye originally.
Yeah.
And all I had to do was be willing to look for it.
Yeah.
Be willing to pick it up and say, I receive, thank you.
The moment you start feeling gratitude and wholeness, your healing begins. The moment you start feeling worthy and abundant, you are generating wealth. The moment you walk in a state of empowerment, you are walking towards your success. The moment you are in love with life and in love with yourself, you create a vibrational match. The moment you're in awe of life, you are going to have a mystical experience. And now you are causing an effect.
Go into the silence. Go and sit down quietly by yourself for 30 to 60 minutes. 30 to 60 minutes. Most people in our society have never sat quietly for 30 to 60 minutes in their entire lives. Yet I will tell you this. This method works 100% of the time. That any problem that you have, any difficulty, any challenge, any goal that you want to accomplish, if you'll go into the silence and sit quietly and then listen to the still small voice within. The still small voice within. This is the key. You will find that at a certain point, probably at about 25 to 30 minutes, your mind will go completely clear. And then a flow of ideas will start to flow into your mind. You'll feel energy welling up inside you. And at a precise moment, as you sit there in complete silence, your mind will go clear and wham, exactly the answer you need will come at exactly the right time.
Keep it right in your head. Keep your thoughts good, not bad. Keep your thoughts decent, not indecent. Keep your thoughts full of faith. And not doubt, because it is in your thoughts that is determined whether you will be happy or unhappy, whether you'll be healthy or unhealthy. The happiest person is he who thinks the happiest, most interesting, finest thoughts. And that is a fact.
So I'll hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work, action, actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you gotta believe it, but you better get the work done. It's Monday. Take action. Go get some, y'all. Have a good one. Out.
You become what you think about. And here's the interesting thing. You can choose. Choose what you think about. Choose. With your business, choose what you're aiming at. With your leadership, choose what you're aiming at. With your team, choose. Help them choose. The act of intentionality is so freaking powerful. It's unbelievable. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I am amazed at the things we don't do because we have this little tiny bit of fear that offsets all the other data and all the other evidence in our life that causes us to not go do something. Because we just don't believe. And it's weird. When you start to believe, you become what you think about.
Take action. Not hasty if it isn't required, but don't lose much time. Here's the time to act. When the idea is hot and the emotion is strong, that's the time to act. Action pronto. Action immediate. Action as soon as possible. Because if you don't, here's what happens. We call it the law of diminishing intent. We intend to when the idea strikes us. We intend to when the emotion is high. But now if you don't translate that into action fairly soon, now the intent starts to diminish. And a month from now, it's cold. A year from now, can't be found. So act, set up a discipline when the emotions are high and the idea is strong and clear and powerful. That's the time to set up the discipline.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, even if you don't believe. Play the game of belief. Act as if you believe. That is power. That is sheer power. And it will happen. Believe you me, an old fool like me, it's worked in my life, it will work in yours. So never give up. Believe.
No good story happens from things going right. My granddad always said this. The greatest gifts in life are not in the plans. They're in the detours. There is no way I could plan my way to being on the stage. I have failed a lot more and a lot longer than I have succeeded. I didn't originally get the role in Top Gun that I auditioned for, and it's worked out better than I could have ever even imagined. So if you want your life to be a great story, like a great movie, if you want it filled with adventure, comedy, romance, action, thrills, when you go out there and things inevitably don't go according to plan, just remember, that's when your movie's plot is just getting interesting. That's when your protagonist is being tested. That's when the writers are working overtime to give the audience some nail-biting drama. Enjoy things not going according to plan. If you knew the ending, it wouldn't be worth the watch. No good story happens from things going right.
I had an affirmation that I used for years, still use it. I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis.
So if we think rich, we will be rich.
Absolutely. We're already rich, just short of money.
Those of us that like to acquire more money and or happiness or whatever we see success, those of us that want to reach the goals that we've set for ourselves, we do it first by...
Well, the first thing you do is sit down and decide what you want. If it's money you want, how much money?
Lots of money.
Well, nobody knows how much lots of is. Okay. So you've got to be specific.
Okay.
You write down on a card exactly what you want. And you carry that card around and read it often. Now, you're going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea. Kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. So people do the best with what they think is available. That's my belief. And if you're unaware that you can control your emotional states, you'll rely on something outside of you to do that, whether it's a computer game, whether it's a Netflix show, whether it's a drug, whatever it is that you need to make that feeling go away. You're dependent on your outer world. And I think that's a hypnosis. That's a conditioning.
You know, I had to go in my head that I'm going to be the best player in the league. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Have you got it yet? Yeah, no?
Yeah, I have mine.
Yeah. I want to get it yet. You're number one on the floor. That was like number 25.
Number 35.
I'll get up. Maybe next year I'll get you.
I could get used to being a billionaire, yeah?
A negative mind will find any way to make the world fit his priors.
Right.
So if you go into a situation adamant that this is that you are unlovable, unwanted, broken, flawed, insufficient, you will manage to warp reality to be able to fit what you already believe.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.